With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. The strike at Jamieson Laboratories in Windsor is over. Unionized workers ratified a second tentative agreement yesterday. The first was rejected. This one was accepted with 72% of the vote. The strike, involving 317 workers, started February 1st over pay and job security. Contract talks between HBPO and Unifor Local 444 are underway. They opened yesterday. Local President Dave Cassidy says the contract ratified at ZFTRW serves as a template in these talks.
We set the pattern with ZF. HBPO knows what the pattern is, and HBPO is going to eat the pattern.
The deal at ZFTRW was ratified on Monday. Five Canadians are dead in a single-engine plane crash near downtown Nashville. Two adults and three children were on board. The flight originated in the Milton area. The Associated Press says it was making an emergency landing on Monday night and didn't make it to the runway. It came down next to a highway instead. A suspect who allegedly chased a group of young people with a knife is in police custody now. Windsor police say the suspect got into an argument with the group yesterday afternoon in the Tecumseh Road West and California Avenue area. The suspect was arrested on Mark Avenue and is now charged with assault with a weapon and possession of a weapon for a dangerous purpose. A school bus driver is charged with careless driving causing bodily harm after a crash yesterday morning in Oxford County. Five kids on the bus suffered non-life-threatening injuries when the bus left the road and rolled. One was airlifted to the hospital in London. The public school board is starting work on its budget, and it would like your input. Two meetings are coming up where trustees will hear from the public March 19th and April 2nd. The board faces a deficit of almost $9 million. Meanwhile, the number of elementary school students suspended for not having their immunization records up to date is now down to 377. That's down from 870 at the beginning of the month. Nikki Haley claimed her first victory during Super Tuesday in the U.S. That's where voters in 16 states and one territory voted on who they'd like to see on the presidential ballot later this year. It's not enough to detract from former U.S. President Donald Trump, though. The Globe and Mail says yesterday's results make it all but a political certainty Trump and President Joe Biden will be on the ballot. And the Just for Laughs Festival in Montreal has been canceled this year. The Canadian Press says the company that runs it has started the bankruptcy process. Amherstburg went 4-3 in overtime against Blenheim, staving off elimination. Ottawa lost to Minnesota 4-3 in a shootout in women's professional hockey. In the NBA, the Raptors fell to the Pelicans 139-98, and the Pistons lost to Miami 118-110. A 6-5 loss for the Jays to the Pirates in spring training yesterday, and the Tigers lost to the Braves 3-0. Might get drizzle or showers today. Windy will get up to 9. Cloudy down to 2 tonight. Sunny and 10 tomorrow. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.